Good day, this is the Farm Market News Morning Show, broadcast number 131 for Wednesday, November 5th. I'm Taryn Shields. Canola contracts on the ICE Futures Canada platform were moving lower Wednesday morning, following the losses seen in the Chicago soy complex. Canola was anywhere from $1 to $6 lower, the January contract down 90 cents at $430.20 per ton. The market's technical bias has now shifted lower, which was also bearish, as were ongoing expectations of record large U.S. soybean production. Further spillover pressure came from the overnight softness in Malaysian palm oil and European rapeseed futures. However, talk of strong demand for Canadian canola from China helped to limit the declines. The sharp weakness seen in the Canadian currency this week was also supportive, as it made canola more attractive to crushers and exporters. The loonie dropped below the 87.5 cents U.S. mark Wednesday morning. Chicago soybeans were softer, undermined by forecasts calling for beneficial harvesting weather in the U.S. Midwest over the next 2 weeks. Improving planting conditions in Brazil and ongoing expectations of record large U.S. soybean production were also bearish. Prices were anywhere from 7 to 11 cents lower, January down 7.25 cents at $10.25 per bushel. However, demand for the U.S. oilseed remained strong, which tempered the losses. Corn futures were also moving lower Wednesday morning, reacting to ongoing expectations of record large U.S. corn production. Prices were anywhere from 2 to 4 cents lower, December down 3 cents at $3.61 a bushel. Good weather over the next 2 weeks is expected to help farmers in the U.S. wrap up harvest, which was also weighing on the market. Falling crude oil prices further undermine corn values, as it is resulting in lower prices for gasoline and ethanol, which is a major market for corn. Wheat futures were down sharply, undermined by the sharp upswing in the value of the U.S. dollar, as it made U.S. wheat more expensive on the global export market. Prices were trading anywhere from 6 to 12 cents lower, December down 10.5 cents at $5.20 a bushel. The large global supply situation continued to overhang the market, as did weakness in corn and soybean futures. However, concerns about unfavorable growing conditions in some parts of the world limited the declines. That's a look at this morning's markets from ICE Futures Canada and Chicago. This is the Farm Market News for Wednesday, November 5th. I'm Taryn Shields.